One of the most scenic subdivisions in Alaska has been the subject of a cell phone tower controversy over the past few months. The Talkeetna Community Council has unanimously voted to ask the Mat-Su Borough Planning Commission to reconsider a request from GCI for a tower near Denali State Park. KTNA's Sue Dio has the latest on GCI's attempt to provide for customers in the Denali State Park area.
Residents in the Sun Glow Vista subdivision, adjacent to the McKinley Princess Wilderness Lodge along the George Parks Highway, received notice that GCI would like to erect a cell phone tower between their front porch and their view of Mount McKinley. AT&T erected a tower near the same area, behind the McKinley Princess Lodge, several years ago. The tower is hidden by a hill to the east of the lodge. Since that time, AT&T has been the sole provider of cell service in the area. Due to borough code, the AT&T tower there is only 120 feet tall. GCI said after surveying, the AT&T tower is too short to add their equipment. Making the tower taller and co-locating would place that tower under the tall tower regulations in the borough. GCI went to a new plan, which was to lease land and ask to erect a tower close to the same location. A simple solution, just add another tower. However, the Planning Commission meeting in which public testimony was heard was heated and emotional. Dave Stringer is the GCI site acquisition specialist working on the project. The
Planning Department asked us to go back and work with the community in lieu of a judgment on our 100-foot pole that we proposed. So that's when I went back and set up the community meeting with the people up there, and we sat in somebody's cabin and we just hammered out issues, you know. What I took away from that was that the co-location was what everybody wanted. So that's when I went back up to the Global Tower and, well, how can we skin this cat and make it work? You know, we sent a man to the moon. Why can't we make it work?
Stringer says he thinks placing another 20 feet on the AT&T tower and placing their equipment there is now the answer. Then not only would GCI have a place on the tower, but so would Sprint, Digitel, a GCI-owned company, and Nextel. Stan Turner, owner of the land that was leased to GCI for a new tower, only commented that he had not been in most recent meetings and thought a number of people with the not-in-my-backyard syndrome had swayed the planning commission. Borough planners, meanwhile, are working on a revised overall tower plan that might make a difference. Alex Strawn is the planner on the project.
If the regulations were in place, they could raise it from 125 to 140 through an administrative process. And so it's kind of an expedited process. It doesn't have to go before the Planning Commission. It's approved by the director.
At the latest Talkeetna Community Council meeting, Stringer convinced the council board that adding 20 feet to an existing tower was the preferred alternative. After lengthy discussion, the council voted to write a letter asking the Planning Commission to approve a conditional use permit. The Borough Planning Commission looks at GCI's conditional use permit again December 21st. The borough's tower ordinance final draft goes out for public review in early January 2010. In Talkeetna, I'm Sue Dio.